The Inner Cry, Part 49. In your inner life, never be sparing in crying. In your outer life, never be sparing in smiling. Shri Chinmoy. Crying and smiling are generally considered to be opposites and mutually exclusive. We cry when we are sad, we smile when we are happy. And some might consider that an emphasis on the inner cry in our spiritual life might be reflected in a seriousness or sternness, if not sadness, in our outer expression. Yet in this poem, Shri Chinmoy is advocating at once an unstinting inner cry alongside an unstinting outer smile. Crying and smiling are only opposites in our superficial emotions. In the spiritual realm, they are twins, intimately connected. In another poem, Shri Chinmoy states succinctly, "The inner cries activate the outer smiles." Shri Chinmoy. Fleeting pleasure may evoke an outer smile, but this smile will not last. Only true happiness can produce a genuine, lasting smile, and true happiness can only be found within. It has to be searched and cried for. A genuine outer smile thus flows from, indeed cannot exist without, a sincere inner cry. And I quote, "An inner cry is a brighter smile." Shri Chinmoy. The inner cry and outer smile are not merely related. They are the two faces of one coin, inseparable. Shri Chinmoy again. Each inner cry is indeed a hope-strengthening God smile. Shri Chinmoy. Our inner cry and outer smile are God's representatives within us and our direct connection with God. Another poem. When my inner cry is pure, God's outer smile is sure. My ascending cry and God's descending smile, inseparable ever shall remain. Shri Chinmoy. Finally, Shri Chinmoy reveals the secret roles of the outer smile and inner cry. With our outer smile, we touch the feet of God. With our inner cry, we become the crown of God. Shri Chinmoy.